Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah here is going to talk about the Hilchos Muksa. Muksa is an item that people do not intend to use on Shabbos, and the Chachamim decreed that such items cannot be moved on Shabbos. Furthermore, anything which serves as a base for something Muksa is also going to be considered usher to move on Shabbos. The Mishnah says, A nostin kli tachas haner lakabel bo es hashemen. One cannot put a bowl underneath a ner, underneath a candle, in order to collect any oil that drips from it, because that kli is now going to be considered muksa, as it serves as a base to that ner. And the Chachamim also decided that one cannot create a muksa on Shabbos. This kli originally was not muksa, but putting it under the ner so that it catches the oil, that causes that kli to now become muksa, and one cannot do so on Shabbos. However, the imnosno bibod yom, if one put it there before Shabbos, mutter. He is allowed to keep it there. He doesn't have to be concerned that maybe on Shabbos he might move it around. As long as he put it there before Shabbos, it's okay to remain there. Ve'eino osim imenu, we cannot benefit from it in any way, lefi she'eino min hamuchan, since it is not something that was prepared for Shabbos use specifically. Metaltalin ner chadash aval lo yashan. The Mishnah goes on to say that one can move on Shabbos a ner chadash, a brand new candelabra, aval lo yashan, but not an old one. A brand new candelabra has not been used for anything yet. It hasn't been necessarily specifically used for a purpose other than Shabbos purposes, and a new ner can now be used specifically for a Shabbos purpose as a weight or some type of decoration. But an old ner, an old candelabra, which has been used specifically for fire, one cannot move that on Shabbos, since it is not generally intended for Shabbos use. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Kol haner es metaltzelin. One can move any type of lamp, chutz min haner hadolek b'Shabbos, except for a ner that is actually lighting on Shabbos. Nosnin kli tachas haner lekabel nitzotzos. One may put a kli under a ner in order to catch sparks, which is in contrast to the beginning of the Mishnah where the person used the kli to collect oil. Over here, sparks are not tangible. It doesn't create muksa on Shabbos. However, he has to make sure that he doesn't put water into that bowl, because when the sparks fall into the water, it's considered as if it's going to be the malacha of mechabe, which is extinguishing something that is usher on Shabbos. Perek Dalad Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah goes on to discuss halachas of hatmana. Hatmana means insulating hot food by wrapping a pot with some material as a way of preserving the heat for the Shabbos. So the general rule is that before Shabbos, one can insulate the food with substances which don't raise the heat, but only substances which retain the heat on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, "Bamet tomnim ubamet ein tomnim." With what may we insulate the hot food, and with what may we not insulate them? Ein tomnim lo begefes. We cannot insulate them with mark, velo bezevel, not with manure, velo melach, not with salt, velo besid, not with lime, velo bechol bein lachem beyaveshim, and not with sand, neither wet nor dry, velo beteven, not with straw, velo bezagim, not with grape skins. V'lo b'mochim, not with flocking, v'lo b'asavim, or with grass, b'zman shehem lachin, as long as they are moist. All of these items, when insulating food, not only retains heat, but produces heat. Havol tomnim b'hen kishehen yiveshin. But when the grass is dry, one can insulate foods with those materials. Tomnim b'chsus, we can insulate hot food with clothing, u'v'peros, with produce, Bekanfayona, with pigeon feathers, uvin soras shel harashim, with carpenter's sawdust, uvin oras shel pishtan daka, or with fine flax combings. Rabbi Yehuda oser bedaka umata bergasa. Rabbi Yehuda prohibits fine flax combings, but permits coarse combings. Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda believes that coarse combings don't produce heat, but merely retain the heat.